T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe, on WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no, gotta go to Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM, Joe and
from the Mike Francesa studio in Manhattan. On a day where it looks pretty outside, and you walk outside and you get frostbite in about 35 seconds. How's everybody doing? It's the midday show, Benigno and Roberts. For 4 hours until the afternoon drive at 2, everything is okay with Joe. He has a doctor's appointment today, so he'll join us probably around 11 a.m. just in time for us to opine on the red hot, you can't stop them, even though they're not playing great baseball, New York Mets. Even though the starting pitching has been mediocre, even though the bullpen came back to earth yesterday, even though they're not exactly lighting the world on fire, they just keep winning. And now they're 9-1. So we will get to the Mets and their historic start coming up as this show rolls on. Yesterday, the Yankees played the Red Sox, and it was an absolute beatdown. And it started right from the get-go. Luis Severino, who had gotten off to a good start this year. Luis Severino, who has clearly become the ace of this team. Luis Severino was just flat-out bad. And I don't know if he was tipping his pitches. I don't know if it was the weather. I don't know what the excuse was. Maybe it was just a bad day at the office, but it was a very, very bad day at the office. And I thought when he nursed his way through the first inning, because remember the way this game started for Severino. He gives up the double to Mookie Betts to start it. He walks Benintendi. Henley Ramirez, who's had a great start to this season, picks up an RBI single. So boom, 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 three batters into this game. It's 1-0, and it looks like Severino is not long for this world. And to his credit, he was able to fight through that first inning. And then in the second inning, he runs into some more trouble. But I thought when he got his way through that first inning, with the bottom of the order coming up in the second, Severino had a chance to kind of settle in after throwing a ton of pitches, but again, fighting his way through that first inning, that he had a chance to settle in and give you a quality performance, and that's not what happened. The second inning turned out to be a disaster. He gives up another hit to Betts. Benintendi hits that triple, which scored 2 runs and made it 3-0. And against Chris Sale, feels like 12-0. And though Luis Severino was able to fight and claw his way through a few innings to get through 5 just to save this Yankee bullpen, he just flat out wasn't good. He walked too many guys. He couldn't throw his slider for a strike. He didn't get a lot of swing and misses. He was bad. Tipping pitches, cold weather, whatever you want to come up with, it doesn't matter. The results were awful. And then you've got Chris Sale. And even though, and I thought this was a positive out of this game, even though Aaron Judge, who was so miserable against Chris Sale last year, he was 0-for-12 with 10 strikeouts. Aaron Judge at least gave you a quality performance against Sale, which didn't help him yesterday, but may help them the next time they see him. Remember, they saw Chris Sale 5 times last year, and for the most part, Chris Sale was awesome, but the Yankees were able to outlast him. Obviously, last night was not going to be the case. You give up 4 runs in the first 2 innings, you give up 9 runs in the 6th inning, you're not outlasting anybody. You're not outlasting the worst pitcher in baseball. You're not outlasting Matt Harvey circa 2017. But at least Aaron Judge, if it was mental, was able to give himself some confidence by getting 3 hits against Chris Sale, including that bomb of a home run in the 5th inning. And really, Aaron Judge has been a positive so far this year. No, Aaron Judge is off to a very, very good start. First of all, he raised his average like 60 points yesterday, but he's drawing a lot of walks. He's hit 3 home runs. He's been fine. And for a guy who's coming off a historical rookie season, there's always that concern of, okay, what does he do in year two? So far, early on, 11 games in, you have nothing to worry about. But here are the guys you look at. And I think for a while, there were two things that kept this guy from getting a lot of blame. Number one was his injury, and number two was Giancarlo Stanton's struggles. And Stanton got off to a bad start. He struck out his first two at-bats. I'm sure Yankee fans were cursing him out, especially in the third when he came up with two on and one out. But he was at least able to end the day on a positive note, getting a couple of base hits, a single, and a double. But the guy who looks worse than Giancarlo, who's not gotten really any attention for how bad he's been, has been Gary Sanchez. And I like Gary Sanchez. And I remember at the beginning of the year, I thought, hey, he's the forgotten Yankee. We always talk about Judge. We talk now about Giancarlo. You forget about how good this guy has been since he was called up a couple of years ago, since he burst onto the scene during the final 2 months of what turned out to be a rebuilding year. And he was so locked in. He was so awesome. He actually had the Yankee fan thinking maybe they could make the postseason. But he has been a nightmare. And yesterday was a great example of it. He's not even making good contact right now. His batting average is well below 100. He does have that one home run he hit. But I think that the fact that he dealt with the cramp issue, so he missed a couple of days, and he was back last night, this time DHing. But the fact that he missed a couple of days and the fact that Giancarlo is going to just take all the attention away from everybody else, you're forgetting how awful he's been. And I think he's going to be fine. I'm not panicking. I'm not telling you Gary Sanchez is about to go in the dumps, that Ernie is going to wave him in fantasy or anything like that. He's going to be fine. It's just that when you look at how we've gotten here, which is 5-6, one of the reasons they are 5-6 is Gary Sanchez, but he's not the only reason. Now, here is the thing that I would be concerned about, because I wouldn't be concerned about 5-6. I wouldn't be concerned about Severino. It was one bad performance. I wouldn't even be concerned about being embarrassed by the Red Sox, all right? They can come out and pound David Price like they normally do today. Tanaka could give you seven scoreless innings. They can erase this very quickly. And again, I think Gary Sanchez is going to be okay. Here is the guy, though, that I would be a little bit concerned about, and that's Tommy Kahnle. Because, hey, Tommy Kahnle is not fully established as this lockdown reliever where you know he'll be okay. I think you feel with David Robertson after he had his bad performance a little over a week ago in Toronto, oh, don't worry, he'll be fine. I think with Aroldis Chapman you feel that way, he'll be fine. Tommy Kahnle still needs to prove he is a legitimate top-line reliever. And as good as he was last year, specifically with the White Sox, probably even more so than he was with the Yankees, Tommy Kahnle is out to prove he is a legitimate reliever. Because as Beningo and I talk about all the time, with a lot of guys, not all guys, but with a lot of guys, it is a complete year-to-year proposition with relief pitchers. You don't know what you're getting from year to year. And the other concern about Tommy Kahnle is the fact that his velocity's down. And after the game, one of the reporters was asking Austin Romine about it, and Austin Romine gave you nothing. I mean, I was listening to him after the game thinking I was going to get all these insightful answers. Oh, my God, Austin Romine's like, well, that's not my job. I don't know. I have no idea. I'm not sure. What's going on here? Where am I? Well, here's the bottom line. Tommy Kahnle has pitched 6 1/3 innings, and he's walked 7 guys. That's a problem. Tommy Kahnle's velocity is down 4 miles per hour. That's a problem. Tommy Kahnle, who is coming off two really effective, and really it's one really effective season coming out of the bullpen, needs to prove he can do it again. And he was one of the guys in that trade that they made for Robertson and Frazier that you looked at long-term and said, hey, this could be a real good value of this trade. Here's a 27, 28-year-old reliever who throws hard, who's under team control. This can be great. Well, so far, he stinks. Now, can that change? Can he find his velocity as the weeks go on, as the weather warms up? You better damn hope so. Because when you looked at this Yankee bullpen, and I said this before the year, that you go 1-6. I'm not going 7, but you can go 1-7 if you want. And compare this bullpen to many others in baseball. It's tough to find a deeper bullpen than the Yankee bullpen. Well, a couple of the pieces of that bullpen that made it so deep, not the top guys, not David Robertson, he'll be fine. Not even Dellin Betances. He's looked good over his last few performances. Not Aroldis Chapman. But one of the guys you looked at as part of that depth was Tommy Kahnle. And right now, through 5 performances this season, 5 performances in 11 games, which is, you know, it's a decent amount, it's a lot, puts you at pace to get into about 75 games, Tommy Kahnle's been bad. See, that's the thing. When you look this early in a season, guys go through batting slumps. Guys go through pitching slumps. Aaron Judge will go through a slump this year. We saw that last year. Giancarlo Stanton is going through a slump right now, though it looks like maybe he's waking out of it with the two hits last night. Gary Sanchez is clearly going through a horrific batting slump. That happens. And guys will get out of it. Guys will bounce back. It just becomes more noticeable when it starts a season. Because when it starts a season, you have to look at that scoreboard and see a batting average. And when the batting average starts with zero, actually it starts with point, and then goes to zero, that's not pretty to look at. But all guys are going to go through slumps. So, and all teams are going to go through stretches where they lose 4 out of 5. We went through this yesterday about the 98 Yankees, one of the great regular season teams and postseason teams of all time. For my money, the greatest baseball team I've ever seen, the 1998 Yankees. And we went through different periods through that season where they had bad stretches. It was never losing 10 out of 15, I get it, but they lost 4 out of 5. They lost 6 out of 10. They had stretches like that. But when it happens early, it's a little bit more noticeable. And now the Yankees have lost 4 out of 5. And I think a lot of the things that haven't gone well over this stretch will be fine. Giancarlo will be fine. I think Gary Sanchez will be fine. Right now, the health, you hope will be fine, because they've taken a hit depth-wise. And all you need to know about the hit depth-wise the Yankees have been hit by over the first 11 games of the season, the best example of it was the fact that last night, Neil Walker is leading off and Shane Robinson is in the lineup. The fact that Shane Robinson exists in the Yankee universe shows you the type of hit they've taken depth-wise. But a lot of the things that haven't gone well and some of the things that went bad last night will be fine. Tommy Canley's one of those things you circle and say, I hope he'll be fine, but I'm not positive because he's a relief pitcher who's had really one full good year in the major leagues. And if you want to be generous, you can say two. But I know what bothers you. As a Yankee fan, the last thing you want to do is put yourself in a hold of the Boston Red Sox, which is now being built up. Because now, all of a sudden, as early as it is, you're looking up at a Boston Red Sox team that's only lost one game all season long. And we mentioned this yesterday. They were playing the Rays and the Marlins, but now they're playing the Yankees. And now they've won 9 in a row, and now you're 5 games back in the loss column. Nobody wants that if you're a Yankee fan. And you also don't want to get embarrassed. You don't want to lose 14-1 and watch Mookie Betts and Hanley Ramirez and Andrew Benintendi do whatever the heck they want. You don't want that. You don't want to put yourself in a hole this early in the season. And they're in one right now. But that's why tonight you look at Masahiro Tanaka, who has been a clutch pitcher. Say what you want about Tanaka since he's been a Yankee. He's been a clutch pitcher. It's what he's been. Whether it was the wild card game against Dallas Keuchel, even though they lost, he pitched well, or the entire postseason run last year, Tanaka's been a clutch pitcher. Well, it's early. It's April. You'd be delusional to call this a must-win game. But you know what, as a Yankee fan, this is what I call these kinds of games. This is what I refer to as games where, obviously, it's 11 games in. It's not the end of the world if you lose. You're going nuts if you say must-win or something like that. Here's what I call them. I call them mental health games. Because for the Yankee fan, you need something to make you feel good this early in the season. 5-7 and 6 games back in the loss column gives you a stomach ache. Doesn't mean the season's over. Doesn't mean you're done. Doesn't mean you should concede the division of the Red Sox. All that kind of talk this early is lunacy. But it's a mental health kind of night in Boston against the Red Sox. And you know what's really good for the Yankee fans' mental health? David Price. We'll take your Yankee calls coming up, 877-337-6666. I apologize for a tweet that I tweeted out 15 minutes ago. Because for whatever reason, when I want to say Giancarlo Stanton, I say Aaron Judge. And when I want to say Aaron Judge, I want to say Giancarlo Stanton. Because right before we came on the air, I engaged in a little Twitter discussion about Mookie Betts. Mookie Betts is a tremendous baseball player. He did not have a good year last year, or a good year to the standard he had set, but Mookie Betts is one of the best young, up-and-coming baseball players in the sport, and Yankee fans will soon hate Mookie Betts. Why? Because he's on the Red Sox, and he's really good. And we started discussing Aaron Judge and Mookie Betts. And to me, that is going to be a great debate for the next 10 years. And it started to heat up in the newsroom. And, of course, when I tweet about it, I write Giancarlo Stanton. But I meet Aaron Judge and Mookie Betts, two so different players, but two tremendous young players, and two guys right now who are so different, yet so brilliant. One of them steals bases. One of them hits 5,000-foot home runs. One of them strikes out a lot. The other one never strikes out. One guy had an OPS as a rookie over 1,000. The other one is a doubles machine, and they're both really good defensively. Soon, I'm not sure when, maybe this week, maybe next year, Yankee fans from a sports sense will grow to really dislike Mookie Betts if you're not there already. And Red Sox fans are well on their way to disliking Aaron Judge. But the Yankee-Red Sox rivalry needs stuff like that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.